Blog Talk Radio.
Professor Terry Benjamin, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Very fine. How are you?
Fantastic. What is new and exciting?
Well, you know, it's just so funny. We put up a like page yesterday and got some interesting comments and a lot of people liking the page. Basically, really, it's the history of in-house publishing, really, that we put out and let people know what we, how far we've come since really 2003.
Wow, wow, historical, right there on Facebook. Okay, look at that. Okay, so that's absolutely new and exciting. And then okay, and you got pictures, photos. I'm there right now. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful, wonderful. We will be one of those likes. You know, that's the beautiful thing about the technology today. It's real time and interactive, very interactive. So what else? I see this exciting topic that you have on tap for us today, talking about branding yourself.
It's so important.
Wow, can't wait to hear what you have to share about that, because so many people are talking about your brand, and I've seen lots of seminars, so I can't wait to hear what the Dr. Professor Terry Benjamin has to say on the matter.
Oh, I have a lot to say about that.
So we want to welcome all of our guests to the show. Thank you for tuning in, all of our listeners across the world, actually, who tune in, whether you're listening online, whether you're listening back at the archives, or if you're dialed in, welcome, welcome, welcome. We know the show goes very quickly, but if you have any time throughout the show, if you have a burning question or comment, please feel free to hit your number one key if you're on the phone lines, and we'll take your comment or question. And if you're in the chat room, just type it in, and we'll try to get your comments or questions brought up to our awesome, awesome co-host every Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. Also, you can always, you know, post on Facebook if you have a comment or a question that you'd like to make. So with that being said, take it away, Terry.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And good morning to you again, and also good morning to the listeners. What's so exciting about today is that, again, the technology is here for us to really, really, really build some serious businesses. I think one of the things that frustrates me is that there's so many talented people out here who can't find jobs, who are complaining about being unemployed. But I do believe that if you know your value, if you bring that to the marketplace, you will be able to have a job, and not so much a job, but have a career, have a lifestyle. And I'd like to start with a quote from Jim Rohn. I speak about him seriously every time we get together, because this is a man who is considered the great communicator in the whole field of public speaking, motivational speaking, which I like to say motivational teaching. And when I started studying how to be a better public speaker, I studied many different speakers, and they all referred to Jim Rohn as being the top communicator. So I had to find him and read his books and also watch him on DVD. But he is definitely the ultimate. And I think what I like to do is start with a quote from Jim Rohn. And he says here, this is Jim Rohn speaking, he said, "We could pay for bringing value to the marketplace. It takes time to bring value to the marketplace, but we get paid for the value, not the time." Okay, and I'm going to say that again because I want you to focus on that. We get paid for bringing value to the marketplace. It takes time to bring value to the marketplace, but we get paid for the value, not the time. We're asking people to like NHP on Facebook, and we're doing that because this company began in 2003, but we didn't publish any books until 2004 because we were studying the marketplace. We were trying to find out what are the things that make successful books, especially self-published books. And we really came with a few things. Number one, your cover has to really be great. I mean, it has to be a cover that attracts people. Number two, the back copy, what's on the back of the book, is also important because, again, that brings people in to the idea of the book. And then inside, your interior design has to be very good because people want to read a quality publication. And with those three things, we decided that we can really bring value to the marketplace. And so me and my partner, Tobias Fox, we decided to do this. Now, the thing is that everybody has something that they do better than anyone else. You have to find that thing. I've been blessed also. Tobias was blessed too at an early age that he knew that he wanted to be a writer. He knew that he wanted to do things in that particular area. And when we met, it was really like, you know, me meeting my brother, but from another mother. And so we got together and we just sat down. And this is also important too. When you develop your brand, you have to write things down. So a lot of people don't like to write things down because you write something down, it's almost, really, it is a commitment, it's a contract, and sometimes it's a contract with yourself. So, again, to be branded is to really develop a standard for yourself, and it really goes beyond reputation because we have reputation, but the brand is that when you put out a product, those who buy the product know that it's going to be a good thing. That's why on our NHP like page, we have all our books listed there, so you can see the covers of the books. Also, on the page, we have interviews with our different authors. We have our book trailers. Again, another thing for self-published authors to get involved in is to develop book trailers, and they're like little mini movie trailers. And so I'm saying we have the technology to do so many things that we need to do that. also, I think in terms of developing your brand, you have to sort of associate with like-minded people. And these like-minded people are not always people that you will know in person. A lot of times they're people that you'll meet through books. And I really recommend, and I strongly recommend, that if you don't read any magazines within a month, you should definitely read two magazines. You should definitely, every month, you should read Black Enterprise Magazine, and you should read Success Magazine. And this month, they have Susie Orman on the cover, and she is a financial advisor, and she's very well known because of her books and her TV shows. And she said something in an article that I find very, very interesting, especially in terms of branding. And she says here, "I've always stood up to incredible criticism over my entire career. Truth always remains when everything else disappears. I also have this belief to which others, well, no matter what they say about me, they can say anything they want about me. Success comes when you know what you're doing and why you're doing it." And I really like to emphasize that particular point, especially in terms of branding, okay? Know what you do and know why you're doing it. Because, again, there's going to be some bumps along the road. There's going to be some ups and downs. There's going to be some downright failures. But if you know what you do and why you're doing it, you'll never be so discouraged that you're going to give up. Because in a final analysis, I do believe that your brand is really tied to your longevity. We've been at this since 2003, and now it's 2012. So, again, we've been at this for a long, long time. We haven't given up because, again, we know that what we wanted to do is something that we could do, and it's something that we can do better than most. And one of the things I think in terms of your brand, and this is, I guess, what we really need to talk about, is really two things. I think in terms of branding, you have to develop two very important qualities. I really call them heart sets, okay? There are two heart sets that you need to develop if you're going to really build your brand to the point where it'll be recognized. And number one is to have the heart of a teacher. And what I mean by that is that people have been around me for a long time, and they always ask me questions about books that have come out, books that I have read, books I would recommend. And because it's interesting, when I started working at Union County College, I was a college administrator, which means I hired and fired people in terms of my department, which was admissions, which was recruitment and that kind of thing. And I've done that for a long, long time. I started at Union County College in 1973, but I didn't start teaching until 1986. And that was as an adjunct professor. But it's so funny, when I told my mother that I was working at Union County College, she said, you're a teacher. I said, no, Mom, I'm not a teacher, I'm an administrator. But she really couldn't understand administrator. And she kept on telling everybody that I taught at the college, and at that time I didn't. But it's so funny, because I know that she always saw me as a little teacher. And so I'm saying, I think number one, in terms of developing your brand, you have to develop the heart of a teacher, which means that people should come to you for information because you're always reading, because you're always thinking. And again, you are a sort of a suppository for some new ideas. I'm always looking at different things that I can share. And my whole thing as a teacher, I'm a good sharer. And the second thing, and I think this is even more important, is that you have to have the heart of a servant. You are here not to really be for yourself, but to be for your customers, be for those who you can influence, be for those who you can encourage. So I think, again, the big thing is to develop that brand, make that brand be something special, and also make that brand a class act, develop the heart of a teacher, develop the heart of a servant, being someone who is willing to give before they get, who's willing to give, even if there's no obvious return, be really willing to give their time, their talent, and their encouragement, you know. Because in the final analysis, I think in terms of in-house publishing, we want to be a class act. And a class act is somebody, a company, that every time you come to us and we give out product, it's going to be the best we could possibly get, because in the final analysis, I think that the marketplace is looking for quality productions. And also another thing that Jim Rohn says, you can be, you can do a lot of things, but if you don't produce, it's really not worth anybody's time. You have to be productive. You have to produce some kind of product, some kind of service. And in in-house publishing, we produce ideas, we produce excitement in the stories that we tell and the things that we like to do. And also we're service, because we not only produce ourselves, but we also produce other people. And also we're advisors to a lot of other self-published authors, because my belief is that if you have talent, it's definitely not yours. It's really God-given, and God wants you to share it, and that's what we do. So, again, in the final analysis, really, I think like is better than a website, because I think the like page is a lot more personal. We have a lot of things there on that page that have established our brand, and I hope that we can continue to do that. Because, again, I don't do this just for myself. I mean, I do it, of course, to make money, but I also do it to support my family. And the last thing that I want to say is that going back to Jim Rohn, and he says here, and I think this really sums it all up, he says here, hard work will always pay off. Smart work will pay better. And so the message here is not so much to work harder, but to work smarter. And so, again, if you know what you do and you do it well, you will build a brand that people can really recognize as a class act, and you can develop a product that will have people coming back time after time after time. And as a creative person, you don't wait for anybody to hire you. You produce things that you bring to the marketplace. So in essence, you hire yourself. And, again, that's basically a all I have to say about that, because, again, I think that it's something that I do every day. It's something I'm still learning. But, again, make your brand, make your business, and be productive.
Make your brand, make your business, and be productive. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Thank you. I like it. Make your brand, make your business, and be productive. I think those are marching orders for sure.
Yes, yes.
I really believe those are some marching orders for us. That is really wonderful. Make your brand, make your business, and be productive. And, you know, this really is coming on the heels of, like you said, so many people who have so much talent.
Oh, yes, yet, please.
Unemployed because they feel that they can't find a job. But you're suggesting don't just find a job, but make a job.
Yes, yes.
Make your brand, make your business, and be productive. It sounds like if you make your brand and make your business, you'll be productive.
Well, no, it also is being responsible. I think a lot of times, you know, in this particular economy, people don't want to take responsibility for themselves. They want somebody else to do for them, and I can understand that. But the thing is that time has passed, and there are going to be people who you're going to find coming out of the woodwork with ideas and products. A quick point of reference, this weekend, the film Think Like Act Like a Lady, Feel Like a Man came out, based on a nonfiction book by Steve Harvey. The interesting thing I find about that is that that film made $33 million this weekend. And that's why I always laugh when people tell me the economy is so bad. People are spending money. They are spending money for the things that they want. They are spending money for the things that have value for them. Now, that book has value for many, many people because it became a bestseller. The film, honestly, has value for people as well because it made $33 million. And it's so funny to me because I think that everybody who can write, that's the thing that you can go. Because I know in-house publishing. We publish books, but we're moving. And if you go to our the like page, you can see some of our book trailers, which are mini movies. And really, we are in production of Sexy at 60. Also, we're doing some fiction films as well. But I'm saying, again, as you get into your business, you look for opportunities to expand. And again, with any business, you got to constantly be expanding. You have to constantly be reinventing yourself, because you can't keep on doing what you did in the past. If I was doing the same kind of books I was doing in 2004, we would have been out of business a long time ago. So it's constantly about reinventing. But even as you reinvent, you have to maintain a certain quality for your product. There's just certain things that I won't let have the name of in-house publishing, because it's not up to our standards and the standards that people respect expect from us. So it's a constant growing process, because you're always trying to expand yourself, and that's what's the exciting part of it. That's why I love magazines, although it may be Black Enterprise every month, it may be Success Magazine every month, but it's a different issue, it's different articles, so it's like every month they have to reinvent themselves. So every time we produce a book, we are reinventing ourselves. And so, again, the whole thing is about reinvention, rejuvenation, and also gathering people around you who are supportive. That's why that like page is so important, because then we see our true supporters, and we're going to expand from that. But the thing is that it's so exciting, because, you know, it's up to you. Nobody can keep you from doing something that you want to do. It's what you truly, truly have a talent for.
Yes. Yeah, that's so true. And, you know, that's, you know, good word for people. People, you know, it's time that people really get with this new program. Like you said, it's a new program out here now in our society, in our economy. Yeah. We're not doing business the way we used to do. And even government has gotten on board with this, or maybe even are at the launching pad, because they are providing right now more help than this nation has really almost ever seen since the Great Depression for people who want to start small businesses.
Yeah.
And so I think it's really, really, really important. This is an important time to get people to see what you're good at, you're unique at. What can you do better than anyone else or different than anyone else? What product or service that has already been created? Sometimes you don't even have to reinvent the wheel.
Right, right.
What product or service is already out there, and you can do it differently or better and or better? That
yeah,
is
or at least, and sometimes just getting with someone who's doing the same thing that you want to do. Because I think one of the new words in this particular economy is partnering with someone, you know?
Oh, that's
a partnership. You don't have to be together forever. But maybe you're partnering on one project. Okay.
Good word. Good point.
And that's the thing, because again, I think the thing is that we can't do it alone. That's why we have to have business partners. That's why we have to have accountability partners. I have writers who I work with, and I tell them, look, I'm going to produce another book in about 3 months, you know, and they ask me, how's the book coming along? I'm accountable to them, and they keep me on point, which is what we need. I think in the final analysis, you know, one thing I love about business is that the fact that you can't do it alone, and that keeps you humble. you can't. I mean, I can't do what I do alone, and so I have to rely on other people. But then again, those other people have relied on me as well, and it forms a beautiful circle. Because, you know, I'm accountable to other people. I just can't do whatever I want when I want to do it. I have to do it in concert with others. And I personally love that. I mean, they say writing is a lonely business, a lonely profession. Well, it is. But in the final analysis, it really feels good. I'm in my solitude writing, but I can bring it to Tobias or other people in our company. We can look at it together and whatnot. But then I can go back and make corrections. But I know I'm not in this by myself, and that makes a big difference to me anyway.
Exactly. You know, that's a good, that's also more great advice, is that you're right. Today it's all about the partnership. It's all about collaboration. Again, same thing with the government. Your chances of getting funded on any grant project that you're working on, you have a greater chance of getting funded if you are in collaboration with someone else. Absolutely. So it's a really good topic, and so glad that you brought it up. If there's anyone that, you know, had any comments or questions, we have about 2 minutes left to the broadcast. We would definitely be glad to hear from you. Professor Terry Benjamin is always, you know, like he says, he has a wealth of information, so you're welcome to tap into it. This is the time to do it. But otherwise, we'll be back. I'll be back here tomorrow. He'll be back next Tuesday with another topic. But this is really, really good, and I'm just so thankful here. This is a collaboration.
Oh, it is.
And it's very awesome one, because, you know, you're helping people all over the world coming here every day like this. I use a lot of the materials when I go and work with the group that I work with on Tuesday afternoons, but now I'll be working with people, you know, throughout the week on various projects. I'm trying to do some of the things that you're putting out here. You know,
that's great. And again, I think we have to understand, we're not just talking about, you know, locally now. I mean, you and I are both, we're world-class people. That's what I like to say. You know, we're world-class in the sense that what we have, the ideas and the programs are really for a international community. And that's why I love Facebook, because it's not just locally, it's international. I mean, I'm getting people from, you know, all over the world. And I think it's because they're attracted to my brand. And that's why I protect my brand, you know, to the utmost.
Wow. That is so awesome. Again, you know, that's so important. So we're going to be hearing more on that over the, you know, coming weeks and months. Again, as this month is April, which is a National Sexual Abuse and Sexual Assault Awareness Month, we're glad that, you know, these topics will help. My theme for sexual abuse is thriving beyond sexual abuse. That's the theme that I've been using for the sexual abuse awareness projects that I'm working with, because that's one of the things that I would love to see people doing, is thriving beyond it. And so your show fits right into helping someone thrive beyond what's going on. And then, you know, you have a program coming up at the library. Can you tell us about that?
Well, what we're going to do in terms of the library, basically we're going to be sort of a continuation of the whole Sexy at 60 concept. But what we're going to do now is we're going to actually present live theater at the library. And so basically, it's so funny, I started writing plays in college, and I sort of put that to the side. But people have been asking for, for new plays. And so I've gotten a new group of actors and actresses together. And as we speak, we're sort of in rehearsals for different things. And these plays are like 3 or 4 characters, which means they're very portable, which means that we can do it at the library, we can do it at community centers, we can do it at colleges. And again, you know, just an extension of in-house publishing. You know, it's in-house publishing film works, but also in-house publishing theater. Okay.
Okay.
And so basically, then we're just being organic. I mean, you know, we're just growing. Okay.
I hear you, Tyler.
Yeah.
That's what we call.
Hey, you gotta start somewhere, right?
That's what we always say. My husband, whenever he go out on the golf course, everybody say, "Okay, Tiger," his friends. In other words,
it's a great journey, you know. It's a great journey, and you know, we just asking people come along on the journey. Okay, come along with us. You know, we're doing good, and also this Thursday at in Raleigh, the Mangroves Grill. We're having a jazz and poetry program, which will be every last Thursday of the month. And so our first program is this Thursday at Mangroves Grill. You can inbox me for more information. Basically, from 7 to 11, we'll have vendors, we'll have poets, we'll have singers, and we're just going to have a really good time, you know. And this is something, again, an extension of what we do.
Okay. Awesome, awesome. Well, that's all we have time for. So hit us up on Facebook to keep up with what's going on, what's going down. Build your brand, self-actualize, take your life to a whole new level. Do the things you love to do, and this is what I like. One of our things is, and it's time to get paid. You know what? You don't have to go back and watch the videos of Donald Trump and David Kiyosaki and this one and that one. Listen, you can get paid too. I know everybody loves watching the Oprah Network, but we need to spend more time building our brands and getting paid, because
yes,
God has given us things to do. Some of us, we have transitional houses to build. We have to improve various daycare centers in our neighborhoods. Some of us have been charged with finding things for young people to do. And I was adding up a program that we're going to be doing with some teen girls. I'm already just to serve 50 teen girls for 4 weeks over the summer, we're already over $6,000.
Okay. Wow.
$6,000 just to work with teenagers over the summer, just for 3 days a week.
That's great, and
that's if we get the overhead paid for by someone else. So it's
that's
not
great.
Life isn't free, you know. Things cost. You know, this radio show for nothing is not free per se. You know, you got to have your phone bill paid. You got to have Got to have your light bill paid, your electric bill paid if you want to have your computer on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so none of this stuff is free. And we have to be able to know how to position ourselves in the marketplace with our value so that we can really do. And the last time I checked, publishing a book isn't free.
No, it's expensive. It's an investment.
Absolutely. Everything, even to do, if you want to do an e-book, same thing. Even if you do an e-book, whatever computer you use, it costs money.
Exactly. Yeah. So maybe next time we meet, we'll talk about money.
Well, I'm talking about daily basis. Yes. Right.
That's important.
We have to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this is a good time. It just goes piggybacks right on what you're saying anyway about the branding and the marketplace, positioning yourself, knowing your worth, knowing what you're good at, so that you can get. You said, do your, what is it? Do your business, and be productive.
Yeah. Man, build your brand, build your business, and be productive. That's the three.
Be productive.
And if you do that, you'll take care of yourself. But also, I know for myself, also take other care of other people. See, that's the thing, especially with our business, and we're about other people. It's not just the two of us. You know, we want to help as many people as we can, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And I, like I said, you're right. And I can't get to those other people if I don't have gas in my car.
That's the point. Yeah, that's the point. And that's where that money comes in.
Our bus fare. Okay, that's all we have time for today. It's been great. Thanks so much for tuning in and staying tuned with us for the entire show. And we'll see you back next time, same place. Have a wonderful, awesome, productive day.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.